right, that's a little bit of the Golden Palominos. And track by the name of Something Becomes Nothing. And from the album Blast of Silence, came out in 1996. Hope you enjoyed that. DJ Ian here. Wow, it's been a while since I haven't said anything on the microphone. That Stargazer track is like almost 17 minutes long. The reason I played that is because, you know, that was the very first, two tracks recorded in 1976, pretty well back to back. The Rainbow track was recorded on the 25th of September, 1976. And the reason why I even got that album, I got that recording, is actually off a video, or is it? I can't remember, but it's, the very first concert I ever saw, September the 3rd, 1976, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow at Liverpool Empire. And my life has never been the same since. I can say that with some confidence. And that track was definitely, I don't remember anything about the music. I didn't know any of the songs. I didn't know anything. And I was 76, so I would be 14. And, yeah, it was an amazing, this digital rainbow was just like, and we were in second to the back row. The tickets were £1.75. I still have the ticket stub. And, yeah, my friend Steve was there, and Paul, and I can't remember if there was anybody else. I think it was just the three of us. Anyway, it was the very first concert that we ever went to in 1976, and what a memory. I've still had the tour program, and I think I took it apart, but it's around somewhere. Anyway, the track you heard was Stargazer with an intro by Tony Carey, and of course featuring the late, great Ronnie James Dio on vocals, and the late, great Cozy Powell on the drums, and Richie Blackmore on guitar. Yeah, recorded at the Colner Sports Hall, 25976. And Genesis in there with a track from the Hammersmith Palais, June 10th, 1976, and the classic Entangled, which was brand new at the time, and people probably hadn't heard it all that much. The Entangled, introduced by Steve Hackett, no less, and mentioned Kim Poor, which I believe he married her at some point. I wasn't sure if they were together at that point or not. I don't know. All right, well, we do have about 20 minutes left here on the Transatlantic Express for today. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you're listening on CJSF, we do go live every Friday, 12 till 2, on thehouseofprog.com and on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. You can see me live on camera waving at people. That makes no sense when you're, pre-recorded. But we also go, I believe, 8 till 10 or 7 till 9 or something on Thursday morning, which is far too early for anything in my book. So, that's on CGSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver, Simon Fraser University radio station, of which I am an alumni of many, many moons ago. Enough talking. Let's get on with the music a bit more. We've still got a bit more to get through. We're going to try and get through the triumvirate of Tori Amos, Virginia Astley, and Toya. Hopefully we'll be able to get everything in. Anyway, this is The Rooks and a track called The High Road from 2020. And I believe this is the title track from the album. You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and CJSF.
She's
is Tori Amos. Track called Spark from the Choir Girl Hotel from 1998. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Yeah, it's been my pleasure to bring it to you. My name is DJ Ian. I am all the way in East Vancouver. Vancouver, we broadcast on 90.1 FM and on the House of Prog Live on Fridays 12 till 2 Pacific. And thanks to DJ Billy for chiming in and joining us on the Twitch, as he often does. And I always try and listen to his show on the House of Prog on Saturday afternoons as well. And he's got quite a following on Twitch, because there's quite an active vinyl community on Twitch. And I'm not quite there. I can't really justify saying vinyl, because I don't play vinyl directly, but I do play ripped vinyl from that goes from vinyl to MP3. So that is what I do. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to Toya today, so I'm going to leave you in the hands, the lovely hands of Virginia Astley. And I got a couple of albums of hers in the mid-80s. I don't know what happened to her, but we're going to finish off with this one. This one is a little crackly. It's ripped from vinyl, I think, but it's off a compilation album called If You Can't Please Yourself, You Can't Please Your Soul. And that's it was supposed to be an industrial compilation, but it's got some weird, it's all over the place. It's not really industrial anyway. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your week, and adios for now. Sayonara, hasta pronto, wiedersehen, and we'll see you later. Here we go. Press the button, Ian. There we go.
Oh,
been listening to DJ Ian on Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University at 90.1 FM. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out the show. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2. Don't forget you can check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And you can check us out on Facebook at Transatlantic Express. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time right here.